the 10th anniversary celebration of League of Legends, and more coming up on today's episode of Middle East and Tech News. Hey Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. That's right, this is Lace and Tech News. My name is Taylor Merrick, and if you're new here, hit that subscribe button right now so that you don't miss out on the latest. And if you've been a listener of the show for any length of time, please share this episode with a friend. We got a great lineup today. A little bit shorter option. I'm still testing out that idea of not having any Today in Tech History, but if you guys like that segment, Today in Tech History, let me know in the comment box down below. If you're watching this via YouTube, or if you're on the go, we are on Twitter at Tech News Gadget if you want to send us a message that way. I don't know. I know initially I have longer shows and more articles packed into each show, but because of other side projects going on, I'm not able to give you guys the complete show as I'd like. So instead, you'll kind of get the highlights of what's going on today, today being October 15th, 2019. Our lineup today is we'll be looking at the League of Legends 10-year anniversary event, which just kind of wrapped up and is, well, the initial video and celebration of it. There's still some plans coming down the pipes, so stay tuned for that. And there is actually going to be some information on that. Rumor has it League of Legends Mobile Edition possibly might be unveiled, but we have yet to see. We'll also be taking a look at, well, up close with Google's budget Chromebook, the Pixelbook Go. Why do you have to add Go onto the end of anything? Oh, it makes it sound cooler. Well, we'll take a look and see if it's worth the going out and getting it. I guess that's what the point is of that name. And finally, we'll be taking a look at, well, the news has finally dropped. Remember how I was talking about xCloud yesterday? Well, the news has dropped. Google Stadia is launching November 19th. So, with that kind of wrapping up the what we're going to be covering today, let's jump right in, shall we? And speaking of jumping right in, well, if you guys are interested in reading any of the articles and videos, I swear it sounds like it's owl raining outside. Might be, it might just be wind or leaves, something like that. I gotta remember, I don't punch the microphone stand, or that really hurts. So, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by the breeze, you'd like to get the articles covered in today's show, head on over to technewsgadget.net, and, well, today's lineup, well, starts us off with League of Legends Mobile may be unveiled at Riot's 10-year anniversary event. A lot of exciting announcements are anticipated from League of Legends' 10-year anniversary event. As the game celebrates its first decade, we could see the MOBA be unveiled for another platform, namely mobile. The pre-registration link for League of Legends Mobile was accidentally opened for Brazil and China earlier today before being quickly taken down by Riot. Oops. That obviously hints at the game, which according to Reuters has been in development since early 2018, could be announced at League's 10-year anniversary event kicking off on October 16th. So, I actually have a screenshot here of it. Possibly. We'll see. The report that League of Legends Mobile is in development, which was followed by some leaked footage, naturally generated a lot of buzz in the League community. It's not surprising to see Riot jump into the mobile platform given the immense success of other games like Call of Duty Mobile and PUBG Mobile. Although, being this with a mobile, can you really transfer all of that information over to a smartphone and still come away with the same experience or roughly close approximation of it? I don't know. It remains to be seen. Currently, they had unveiled Teamfight Tactics, which is taking off very well. It was almost like it was unexpected at how well it was going to do. It was almost like they're like, well, we have to do something, some different angle, push something interesting. Let's try this and hope it goes. Oh, they like it. Oh, good, they like it. And then they just pushed it out. Gosh. The leaked footage from August, which featured the champion Ezreal, revealed that the game was in a pretty decent stage with similar aspects to the PC version. It was still missing some key elements like Nexus turrets, however. Later leaks in mid-September showed how the matchmaking lobby and champion select menu was going to look. Seems that soon, however, we'll finally get to see all the details of the game. Riot's anniversary event is on October 16th, so... Whew, we shall find out. I don't know, are you guys looking forward to anything? League of Legends, mobile, smartphone, are you just looking forward to the World Championship? I know I am. And it's a 10-year anniversary. Hard to imagine they've been around for a decade. That's almost as long as I've known about them. I believe I either started playing, I was introduced to it by a friend when I was living in Taiwan. Either, like, Season 1 or Season 2. Right around there is when I was first introduced to League of Legends, if not maybe Alpha or Beta. And I've been a fan of it ever since, and quite frankly, I can't tell you of another game that, or video game company for that matter, that puts on an event for the World Championship series. Quite like Riot Games and League of Legends. Sorry, Blizzard, I've watched some of your events. They're not really inspiring. I could care less about Overwatch when it comes to competitive play. I could also care less about, I don't know. I mean, the Fortnite World Cup was fun. It was cool, but it missed something. And for those of you who listened to me cover the whole entire event of the Fortnite World Cup earlier this year, my thoughts haven't changed since then. Yes, it was cool. Yes, it was fun. I would love to be there, but it feels like it was missing something. I get that almost every single year from League of Legends, undoubtedly, because they know how to put on a show. Come on. It's not that difficult. It's the World Championship. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to all of that. So, obviously... expect more articles this month if you're new to the show. The show's been around for a while. Right around October, I'm just going to preface this by saying right around October, the entire month, I'm usually World Championship focused. Like if it's League of Legends, I want to hear about it. How's SKT doing? How are some of the NA teams doing? What do we got going on in EU? Do we have anything good there? Do we have any upcoming teams coming from new regions? I don't know. I like to keep an eye on all of that, trying to see how teams have shuffled around, where the players have wound up, if they're doing okay, how the casters going, where they're having the shows, everything. Culminating in, obviously, the event itself, where two teams battle it out for ultimate supremacy and get to hoist the Summoner's Cup. So, yeah. I'm all excited about that, and I swear. I know you're probably complaining right now. You're saying, Taylor, you're too white-focused. I know. I'm going to have to do something about some of this lighting, I guess. I'm going to have to turn on some softer shades or something, because it's a little bit too bright for my liking. I don't know. I'll find out. It's something to do. Streamlabs OBS updated for me, and I might have to update my driver graphics cards. The drivers, and see about tweaking some settings there, but I really like the new Streamlabs OBS version. So, yeah. Also, in the show notes I'll have for you linked today is the 10-year anniversary celebration, courtesy of Riot Police. I really like the intro that they did for this entire game. It's a 48-minute long video. We're not going to be watching all of it, but if you do want to watch it at your leisure, it'll kind of recap how it started, where they've come from, where they've been, things ongoing, and then and future plans moving forward. And there's a lot, and I've only gotten this far into all of it. Oh, it's a Poro with a little birthday hat. So yeah, all that to say, Riot also decided to announce a whole week-long or 10-day-long celebration. It kind of reminds me of what World of Warcraft does for their celebrations. Giving away free stuff. So tuning in and logging in for that, and you can get the rewards if you are a League of Legends player, which I hope you are. I hope I'm not talking to a whole crowd of people. I might be, who aren't League of Legends fans, but I'm a fan. I hope you're a fan. If you are, let me know down in the comment. If you're not, that's fine. To each their own. And I have their own favorite game. I know my brothers currently are tossing up between Call of Duty and Apex Legends right now. But yeah, my original go-to game, I think, what really got me into the whole esports idea was League, and is League of Legends. With that being said, well, let's hop on over to the next story we got lined up. All right, so gadget fans, we got some news. For those of you interested in Google's budget Chromebook, the Pixel Book Go, well, we got some news for you. The Chromebook has been a marked hit for Google. Well, Google's hardware partners, at least, they have been doing a very well job of low-cost devices flooding the market with a stranglehold on educational category in particularly. Google's own first-party offerings, on the other hand, have been a bit more curious. Devices like the Pixelbook and Pixel Slate have pushed the $1,000 price point in an attempt to demonstrate Chrome OS's viability in a more premium tier, and I'd really like to see them push that a little bit more. I mean, Chromebook, oh, I have never seen an OS boot up that fast and be that quick. I'd really like to see more of what they could explore moving forward. With the Pixelbook Go, on the other hand, Google's playing much more to the cloud-based operating system strength with a far more accessible price point. Starting at $649, although you can configure it all the way up to around $1,400, the Go is an attempt to play to Chrome OS's base, users looking for a more affordable entry point. After all, hasn't this always been the kind of the point of Chromebooks? I mean, sure, you can start on a low end, but you gotta go up somewhere. Of course, affordability comes with some compromises. From a design perspective, that means losing some of the things that made the original Pixelbook so interesting. Top of the list are the convertible lid, which helps it double as a laptop and a tablet. Turns out 360-degree hinges are pretty cost prohibitive, though admittedly we've seen them on some fairly cheap systems. And since the hinge is gone, Google also opted to drop pen input while retaining the touch screen. As with the original Pixelbook, there are still only two USB-C ports on board, one on either side. That limits flexibility quite a bit. Of course, the company opted to not add more due in part to pricing constraints. Understood. Company also tells the author here that most core Chromebook users should find two sufficient, and that might be the case with the majority of users. Otherwise, the design is pretty nice, down to the colorful ribbed bottom, which is designed to make the device easier to hold in one hand, and ditto for the lighter weight. It's an easier laptop to port around or toss in a bag on the go. So the keyboard has been improved as well. It's quiet as advertised, although they were the author here was using it in a fairly loud environment. And while the keys are on the soft side, especially compared to the MacBook, which is a bit like typing on Chiclets, it has a pretty good feel to it. And the author says they could certainly see using this as their primary computer on that front, at least. While Chrome OS has been vastly improved since its earliest days, it's still limited for those looking to get more serious work done. The lower cost Go makes that gulf even more pronounced. On a personal note, they've run into issues trying to do things like, say, audio editing on it. The lower price point also means that the device starts from a lower power processor with the M3 and 8 gigs of RAM. You can bump it to 16 gigs and a Core i5 or i7, but naturally that will cost you a little bit more. At a certain point, you are starting to get into original Pixelbook territory. So the original model is sticking around, by the way, in case you're wondering. No spec changes to speak of. However, in spite of the fact that it's a two-year-old product, seems to be holding its own decently well. That one seems overdue for a bump, especially with another new model in the line. So we'll see how it obviously smooths out. It's safe to assume that Google's going to move significantly more Go's than original Pixelbooks based on price alone. It's an interesting slice of the market here, primarily targeted at consumers looking for a cheaper entry point. The company isn't really targeting the education market here, in spite of the Chromebook's success in that space. Google is telling the author that the product is simply priced too high for K-8 students. So, yeah, there you go. There's the Chromebook Go. if you guys are interested, or if you wanted to see the video of everything that we just covered, head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget. And finally, the news that I predicted that yesterday, nailed it today. Google's cloud gaming service Stadia will launch on November 19th. And in case you're wondering and you're listening back from some year in the future, 2019. Google dropped off a bit of news right off the bat this morning at Google's Made by Google event. Stadia, its on-demand cloud game streaming service, will be launching on November 19th. Stadia is Google's experiment in changing up the way we play video games. Rather than rendering video games on a console or a powerful local PC, well, Google wanted to take Stadia games rendered in the cloud and pushed to your Chromecast, smartphone, or browser on the fly. And with no additional effort from you, even looking for negative latency here, Google has already announced a few dozen games they plan to support on the $10 per month service, and they do have that list. And just in case you're wondering, let's take a look. The games so far: Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Doom Eternal, it looks like Doom 2016, Rage 2, Elder Scrolls Online, Wolfenstein Youngblood, Destiny 2, and Destiny 2 Shadowkeep expansion, Cyberpunk 2077, Kine, Get Packed, Grid, Windjammers 2, Metro Exodus, Thumper, Farming Simulator 19, Baldur's Gate 3, Power Rangers, Battle for the Grid, Attack on Titan 2, Final Battle, Destroy All Humans, Orcs Must Die 3, Football Manager, Samurai Showdown, Final Fantasy XV, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, Marvel's Avengers, Superhot, NBA 2K, Borderlands 3, Guilt, Mortal Kombat 11, Darksiders Genesis, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Just Dance, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Division 2, Trials Rising, The Crew 2, and Watch Dogs Legion. You see, a whole bunch of games lined up, some of which haven't even come out yet. So, we shall see, Google Stadia, how it all works out. So, you guys excited? I'm excited. I can't wait to see how this test works. And, well, if Google's aiming and ready to go in mere weeks with Google Stadia, Microsoft, I guarantee you, might just be pushing their timeline a little bit further forward in terms of trying to ramp it up and trying to say, hey, we really need to get this out there because now we already have Apple Arcade from Apple. Ugh. And now we have Google pinching us from the other side. Ugh. And so here's Microsoft going, well, we didn't know what to do. Well, time will tell how it all works out, but what are you more a fan of? Apple, Google, Microsoft? Let me know down in the comments if you're watching via YouTube or on Twitter. We are at Tech News Gadget. All right, and with that, that wraps up this episode of Delays in Tech News. Thanks for tuning in. New episodes every weekday. Delays in Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let us know by clicking that like button and by leaving a comment if you're watching today's show via YouTube. Also, double check that you are subscribed so that you don't miss the next episode. And if you're a longtime fan, please share this episode with a friend. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and remember, for the latest in tech, gadgets, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.